So he was baking bread for Safeway.
Yeah.
And really doing, starting to do very well. So then this man that he had co-signed a note with hadn't paid a penny back to the bank. And Daddy had co-signed the note. It came in and just took all his bank account, his business, everything. They just, in one day, he was closed.
Oh, how awful.
You know, I don't think, to me, that's one of the most traumatic experiences probably that I've had.
Yeah.
And well, you know, maybe not the worst, but it was bad. Because I was working there and getting ready to go to college. And they closed his business in one day.
Yeah. And then what did he do?
And then he did? Then he became county commissioner.
Oh, that's good.
He ran for office and he was elected. And but then he wasn't reelected. He just served one term and wasn't reelected because I know they said about him that the highway, the roads were in better condition than they'd ever been in. But you know, he wasn't a politician. And people, you know, when you're in politics, people keep coming to you for, they want this and they want that. And if he didn't think it was a thing to do, he'd say no.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he wasn't very popular for that reason, so he wasn't reelected the next year.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started mining. He loved mining. That had been a hobby of his.
Huh.
And so he had a man, Tacho, who Mexican man who worked for him, had worked for him, and he knew about mining.
Mm-hmm.
And so the two of them went up to Gage, New Mexico, and opened a mine. And it was a mine that had been operated originally by William Randolph Hearst.
Wow.
And it was they had gold deposits, gold and silver deposits. But they had just come in and taken the veins,
mm-hmm.
and taken those. But what is it? You've forgotten what it is you call those. I used to know. But anyway, they had taken all of the big pieces of ore out that had the gold and the silver and left the tailings.
Yeah, so, but there's plenty of gold left in the tailings,
but there was,
right?
So Daddy went up and worked that. He was really, you know, he lost his business and he started doing that after, and kept doing that.
Well, he had a lot of energy.
He really doesn't. You know, when you think, he was at the age almost that my husband retired. He retired, you know, at 62, and he was already, I think, 55 or 56, somewhere around there, and here he was starting over.
Mm-hmm.
But he was really industrious. So he just kept going, and I'm trying to think. And my mother died in 1949. And I think he was mining at the time.
Mm.
Yeah, that was when he was mining. And then later, he remarried, and he married his brother's widow.
Oh, that's good.
And she was living in Kansas City, and he had come, you know, from near Mouster, Missouri, near Kansas City, and she was living in Kansas City at the time. And so he married her, and they were married for several years before he died, and then she went back to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and she doesn't have a severe case.
Let's see, is there, what else?
That's a pretty good history there.
Well, that's good. I mean,
let's see, what organizations have you belonged to?
Well, not many, because, you know, I had the four boys, and I belonged to different things over the years, but we have been transferred a number of times. I think I told you, didn't I, that we lived first in San Francisco, and then here, and then Phoenix, and then back here, and then Odessa, and then back here. So we have really... And I've belonged to organizations, but each time I've had to drop out.
How long did you spend in each place?
We weren't in San Francisco very long, just about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came back here, and we were here for maybe 8 years or so, and then we went to Phoenix, and we were there about 10,